Today, the Constitutional Court dismissed our application on a technicality, and the technicality does not make sense to us. So in our view, the court has taken a political rather than a legal route, and we are not really happy with their ruling, which basically dismisses the application. However, we do have a chance of refiling this case in the High Court, and we are going to do that tomorrow. This delimitation report is bad. This delimitation report has the potential of being used to steal elections, and we are determined to fight this delimitation report.
So I'd like for you to, for the purpose of our listeners, why did you file your application with the court? Why?
We filed because in terms of our constitution, before delimitation is done, the population must be known. Zimbabwe had a population census last year, but the results of that census are not yet out. So it was done without regard to the issue of population. That's a fundamental problem, number one. Number two is that the constitution says that there must be equality in the numbers in each constituency or ward. And if there is to be any difference, it must not exceed 20%. However, in 119 out of 210, that rule is violated. And we have so much discrepancy among the wards and the constituencies. And then the demarcation of the country into the constituencies was done in terms of certain codes. But if you put these codes in a computer, they are giving us land which is outside Zimbabwe. So this is an incompetently done thing, or if it was done deliberately, it was in order to steal the elections. And it is fundamental. We cannot allow the country to go to elections with this type of delimitation report.
Would the opposition be ready, therefore, for the election?
It is very difficult to go to elections under this delimitation report. But if this delimitation report is rectified, then yes, we can go to elections. But it is very difficult to go to elections with a report like that, that is going to be used for elections. So we need to fight. We need to struggle to make sure that we put things right. We are prepared as the MDC to approach SADC. In fact, I think tomorrow we will do a letter to the heads of state of SADC, Southern African Development Community, protest about what Zimbabwe is doing. Our worry is that what the Supreme Court has done reduces Zimbabwe into an international laughingstock. We are determined to put things right.
Thank you so much again. A pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Wanzora.
Thank you so much, sir.